Group. Bangladesh has the floor.
Vice President of the Trade and Development Board, Director Siri Manne, distinguished panelists, excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, I have the honor to deliver this statement on behalf of Asia Pacific Group. Our group welcomes the Digital Economy Report 2024. Our group notes that this version of the report is unique in a sense that it highlights the direct environmental impact of our increased reliance on digital tools, from raw material depletion, water and energy use, air quality, pollution, and waste generation. Many developing countries continue to face obstacles in accessing digital technologies for their development needs while bearing the brunt of environmental depletion, waste, and climate change disproportionately. Our group is also concerned with the finding of the report that while digital technologies can be used to mitigate various environmental concerns, the growing numbers of end-user devices, investment in data transmission networks and data centers, etc., are also translating into growing environmental footprint. Digital technologies seem to also have a significant water footprint, which comprises a substantial part of their overall environmental impact. We concur with the report's view that water usage, energy consumption, and the impact of data centers on local water resources need to be assessed in a holistic manner. Our group also takes note of the observation that the growth in digitalization-related waste is due to several factors that include increased consumption of electronic devices and ICT equipments with shorter lifespans, insufficient awareness among consumers about the waste implications of their devices, a linear model of production, and limited options for repairing or upgrading existing devices. We also find it concerning that available data and research indicate a pattern of unequal ecological exchange in the international trade of waste related to digitalization. The higher value parts of this waste for processing or treatment are mostly exported from developing to developed countries, which resulted in developing countries being locked in the low value part of the waste value chain, yet bearing the burden of various related environmental and social costs. Currently, the distribution of benefits and costs from digitalization is skewed. Most of the value added in the digital economy is captured by developed and some digitally advanced developing countries, while many of the costs are mostly harshly felt in other developing countries. In view of the above, our group expresses its concern on the significant and widening digital divides within and among countries which affect the most vulnerable. Moreover, as the report highlights, the connectivity divide is being compounded by e-commerce divides and divides in terms of readiness to make effective use of emerging technologies for economic and environmental objectives. It is hence imperative to minimize negative environmental and social impacts. To achieve a more inclusive and environmentally sustained digital economy, a balanced global policy response is needed that seeks to achieve responsible and sustainable consumption and production and reflects the interests of both exporters and importers of raw material. We underscore the importance of more inclusive and equitable access to the benefits of the emerging digital economy and recognize that collective efforts are needed towards new rule setting that not only favors large digital enterprises, but also provides for an open, fair, and non-discriminatory business environment, including support for the access of micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises. Finally, our group wishes to reiterate that digital economy presents us with new opportunities and challenges. However, there is a pressing need to address the major impediments. This needs to be addressed immediately. Thank you.